Survivors ready, go. This is the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. As of July 1st, 2023, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed into law the elimination of permanent alimony in the state of Florida. Men, if you have been paying permanent alimony, Brandon Legal Group can help reduce your financial obligation, or this just in, eliminate it going forward altogether. Call for a free consult, 813-902-3576, 813-902-3576, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Stop paying permanent alimony in the state of Florida. My email, right.todd@yahoo.com, right.todd@yahoo.com. Jumping right in to week 10, let's look back at week 9, because, and a listener of mine, who's also a fantasy player of mine, also a golfer of mine, is sharing some details from his Survivor League as well to help me sort of have even more information. Cross-section, every league is different, referencing his league, referencing my league, referencing Circa with the $9 million plus payout at the end of the rainbow, end of the season at Circa. The two big plays last week, we talked about one of them here. It was one that stood out in my early August analysis, and that was the Browns at home. We got the perfect scenario with that game. The return of Deshaun Watson coupled with Clayton Tune being the only option for the Arizona Cardinals. Couldn't have gone better to play Cleveland, ride them through, no sweating, Arizona couldn't score, no James Conner, just nothing going on there. Now, the whole anti-Arizona thing may be changing because Kyler Murray may be back under center, but at least for last week, and other than week 3 against the Cowboys, which you know I wasn't on. I thought that was a trap game all along for Dallas. Also, this just in, that game was on grass. What did I tell you about Dallas last week at Philly? On grass. They're now 6-18 in their last 24 regular season or postseason games on grass. It's a thing. We're going to talk about it again in a week. When Dallas goes to Carolina, yeah. Over 50% at Circa, we're on the Browns. Over 50% in my league, we're on the Browns in a number of leagues because there was really no significant spot the first 8 weeks to play Cleveland. It was another anti-Arizona play, and again, it worked out perfect with the quarterback situation after Arizona trades their starter from the first 8 weeks to the Minnesota Vikings, who then rallies to beat the Falcons, which becomes a surprise eliminator of a few people at Circa. That was the number 3 play. And then Arthur Smith shaved his damn mustache. He no longer looks like he's about to audition for a Liberty Mutual ad. So the Falcons took out 3.2% at Circa, only 39 of the remaining entries, but still, Josh Dobbs was a factor in Survivor after being traded from Arizona to Minnesota, with Arizona having no shot with Clayton Tune. And I told you there was no reason for me to know what Clayton Tune was. But we were on Cleveland, been on Cleveland since early August. Happy I gave you good info. Surprised at how many were on New Orleans. Circa had it at just over 38%. In my personal league, it was about 50%. Saints gave up some early scores. The Saints just really haven't shown any ability at all this year to win consistently or win easily. It looks like a very dysfunctional team. You know, we talk about what is Buffalo's offensive identity. What the hell's is New Orleans? You know, you just spent all this money on this free agent quarterback and you're taking him out to play the Taysom Hill card. Weren't you supposed to stop doing that by throwing all this money at a free agent quarterback? I mean, Kamara's been great in fantasy, that's for sure. Jamal Williams, why did you bring him in? He's been nothing. I know he was hurt, but when he's been healthy, he's been nothing. And it's not like people are screaming like they are about Bijan Robinson. It's like, no, Jamal Williams may have just benefited from the Lions having a phenomenal offensive line, and the Saints don't have that. So that was some serious sweat for those that use the Saints against the Bears, and they advance as well. We haven't really had a big casualty now in a few weeks. I'm still upset, you know, sitting there watching the Monday night game last week at a bar I like to go to in Tampa, Hat Tricks, which, upset of the night, I go to Hat Tricks, I get there, it's the second intermission of the Lightning game at the Maple Leafs, and we're, I don't know, early second quarter of the Monday night game between the Chargers and the Jets, and I'm sitting there, and I'm greeted by Lauren, the very friendly bartender, the beautiful Sabrina, says hello, walking around, and I just, so I'm distracted by beer and nice staff and the fact that I got a seat at the bar, and I realize I'm in Hat Tricks. The Lightning game is on. It's against the Maple Leafs, and I got audio of the football game? I mean, I'll take it. Again, it's November. To me, it's not hockey season until we get to January. Wow. So there's that. An excellent Philly cheesesteak sandwich, by the way, at Hat Tricks. They get a lot of attention for their wings. Try the Philly cheesesteak or the French dip, as Ferris would say. I highly recommend picking one up. But I'm watching that Monday night game, and I'm seeing the Chargers just dominate the Jets. And I'm thinking, why didn't the Eagles do this? This is why I'm out. Some of you perhaps as well. Nothing the Chargers did is something the Eagles couldn't do. And yet the Eagles were, I held that over a friend's head watching Cowboys Eagles with friends who are Eagles fans on Sunday. Okay, so no big eliminations have happened for a few weeks. And here we are to week 10. And let's go to the Patrick Everson page, senior sports betting reporter. Nice that he's a fan of mine. I'm a fan of his. VegasInsider.com. We are doing this on Tuesday morning Eastern time, a little past 11 a.m. Eastern time, based on some of the things that Patrick is writing and updating as we look at the spreads and money lines. Looking ahead to Survivor plays in week 10. Before I get there, my early August analysis has been extremely good this year. It's going to work at least, I think, two more weeks, although this week, you know, there'll be some hesitation. Had Cleveland in week 9 based on analysis in early August. The standout play in week 10 for the long game, based on all factors for the entire season, was Cincinnati. We'll get to that. So I wanted to put that out there first. The plays, the best plays through the first 9 weeks that I circled in early August, Baltimore week 1, Buffalo week 2, did circle Jacksonville week 3. That went down. Philly week 4. Detroit week 5, Miami week 6, Seattle week 7, Chargers week 8, Cleveland week 9. So of those projections, and obviously I went off the Jaguars based on some news on another game. I think I went, did I go Kansas City that week or the next week? But yeah, 8-1 based on early August projections. And I went with Washington because Josh Dobbs had just gotten there, the anti-Arizona play week 1. The anti-Arizona thing has worked every week except against the Cowboys week 3, where again, Cowboys 6-18 on grass, their last 24 meaningful games. Don't forget that. Here's how bad the Cowboys are on grass. They win one. I got to do my fractions right. Yeah. They win one of every three on grass. No, one of every four. Sorry, one of every four on grass. Todd Bowles wins one of every three in his last 75 as a head coach. After that disaster, after his defense was lit up by a rookie quarterback, coached by a rookie head coach who has a defensive background, and a kicker who was side hustling because he's a running back. Nice job, Todd Bowles. That's why you've never been and are not a head coach. 25-50 in his last 75 across two franchises over 6 seasons as a head coach. We've been telling you he's gone at the end of the year. The Bucs don't fire coaches in season. Okay, so week 10. Our early August analysis said Cincinnati. So why don't we start there? It'll get play because the Bengals look great. These are the Bengals we thought they were. It took a while for us to get here. I hated seeing the bloody finger and the heating pad on the calf muscle, but in the end, and Buffalo hung in there. But as Cleveland is Joe Burrow's kryptonite, Cincinnati is Josh Allen's kryptonite, and the Bills go down. And Bills haven't really been the same since the London trip. Bengals are pushing. Bengals look good. That's the team that I thought was a Super Bowl contender again this year that could finally end the run of Kansas City hosting AFC title games. They still have some work to do. So, according to Patrick Everson, VegasInsider.com, as of Tuesday morning, Bengals minus 335 money line. That is the second highest money line on the board. I'm sorry, that is the third highest money line on the board. Interesting. 6.5-point choice against the Texans. There will be some who will be more biased to what the Texans just did and say, I can't go against C.J. Stroud. He just set a rookie record previously held by Andrew Luck. He threw 5 touchdowns. The Texans are hot. Okay, acknowledge. What'd they do the previous week? They're still the Texans. They still got a lot of work to do. They got a lot of growing to do. The previous week, they went into Carolina. Stroud threw no touchdowns. He ran for one. Only one the team got. And Carolina got their first win of the year against the Texans. So you can't invest totally in what the Texans did against the Bucs. You have to look big picture. The Texans are better. They are. They are better than we thought they were. But the Bengals are now where we thought they were. And the Bengals are the second biggest money line on the board as of Tuesday morning. The Bengals are at home. It's a non-divisional matchup. So Cincinnati should be a significant play this week. And probably for the first time since what? First couple of weeks? The Bengals haven't bubbled up much at all as an option. Week 3, I guess, but still, there were issues with Burrow being immobile. So, yeah, this is first time all year, even though the Texans are better. But you have to look at what the Texans didn't do 2 weeks ago. If the Texans can lose at Carolina, they can lose at Cincinnati. And the Bengals coaching staff is about 100,000 times better than the Buccaneers coaching staff. So what are the two more favorable money lines for just finding a winner this week than the Bengals at home against the Texans? Interestingly, it's the Bills at home on Monday night, minus 375 against Denver. I'm a little surprised by this. I'm not saying the Broncos are good, but the Broncos have at least been putting up some points recent weeks, right? They're a week removed from a win against the Chiefs. They're coming off a bye week. Granted, it's a non-divisional game, so there's not a lot of familiarity there. But again, Broncos off a bye, off a win against the Chiefs. I know you have to look big picture there too. As I just said, look at Carolina. Bills, 7.5-point choice. Bills just the last month, I mean, they even let the Bucks hang around in a Thursday night game. Fournette may be a factor. I mean, they need him, right? James Cook bubbled up week two, week three, gave the Bills a passing attack, and not much of anything since. I had already used Buffalo week two. I would imagine most, then a bunch of people used Buffalo. I think it was week three against the Commanders. I don't expect a double-digit percentage here on the Bills on Monday night. I think most had already used them, or they'll be scared off by the fact that the Bills just haven't been very good for a month now. And Denver's a viable opponent. If I was betting the game, I'd probably take the Bills on the money line, not laying the 7.5, but it wouldn't be a significant investment. The biggest survivor play, and there are a lot of factors here, the Cowboys are a minus 1,500 money line off the loss against the Eagles against another division opponent in the Giants. And let's just look at all the reasons why. I mean, the spread is 16.5. You know, just we talk about what the Texans didn't do 2 weeks ago and then what they did this past week. Cowboys just the opposite. Up 30 just before halftime at home against the Rams. Go to Philadelphia. Can't get the job done. Have the ball first and goal at the, what, 4 or 5? Can't get it in the end zone. Dak sort of lazy step out to not get the 2-point conversion costs Dallas a chance to just kick a field goal on the last drive, force overtime. Just typical Dallas and game on grass. Okay, so this game is back at home on turf. Red flag, division opponent with the Giants. Giants just, they can't score. Daniel Jones is done. Tyrod Taylor's kind of had his one and a half pages as a backup quarterback coming in and what he can do. What are the Giants really playing for going forward? If you gave Dable the option, what was that Adam Sandler movie, Click, where he had like a remote control and he could fast forward through parts of his life that he didn't want to deal with, which he regretted later? I think Dable would fast forward through the rest of the regular season, don't you? He's just like, can we just get it over with? I mean, there's still almost half a season left, but yeah, when we're talking, we're not even talking Taylor, right? We're talking TD, Tommy DeVito. Good God. It's bad for the Giants. So this number is huge. I told many of you to be on Dallas 2 weeks ago against the Rams. And some of my research screamed Dallas in that spot. It was either Dallas or the Chargers, and I didn't want to put my life in the hands of Brandon Staley. That was that Sunday night game against the Bears. But so many, remember, I thought there'd be a big percentage on Dallas in week 8, and there wasn't. And I was reminded how many people went anti-New York with Dallas at home in week 2. Dallas destroyed the Giants when they were full strength in week 1. Many expecting the same. Basically, here's who's going to play Dallas this week. Anyone who has them left and or, because remember, Circa treats Thanksgiving and Black Friday as a single week. And Dallas always plays on Thanksgiving. Now, you got some other good teams playing on Thanksgiving, Black Friday. The Dolphins are playing. The Lions are playing. I forget who the Thursday night game is. I think it's decent. It has one decent team. So, basically, this feels like a force out of the Cowboys. If you have them to play, and if you're a Circa Survivor player, or you don't treat Thanksgiving Black Friday as a unique weekend, you're forcing Dallas out this week. Based on the huge money line, the huge spread, this is your spot to use the Cowboys. A, if you haven't already used them against the Jets, or 2 weeks ago against the Rams, or you're not saving them for Thanksgiving Day. Other high money lines, Seattle at home against the Commanders, that's a minus 280. So according to this morning's Vegas numbers, that would be the fourth shot on the board. That's a long road trip for Washington. Seattle's off a lousy game, obvious bounce back spot. You know, Seattle's kind of run the gamut the last couple of weeks, up and down. You know, they're in the mix to win that division with the Niners losing streak. In the end, I don't think they will. Many took Seattle, as we talked about, 60% or more in week 7. So that'll affect that percentage. But there'll be a percentage that's on Seattle this week. They're a minus 6 choice, again, minus 280 money line. And then the fifth shot is the Ravens. I don't imagine the Ravens have too many that haven't used them. They're minus 245 at home against the Browns. Yeah. I mean, the Browns defense is just so, so good. Miles Garrett is so good. The candidates for Defensive Player of the Year this year are phenomenal. And I'm just going to say four of them. Max Crosby, Micah Parsons, TJ Watt. My vote still is Myles Garrett. And it ain't by much over those other guys. I mean, there's others involved here. We're just talking, you know, four. They're all edge guys. Yeah, four edge guys. Yeah. So, I know the Ravens are rolling. I'd be tempted in this one. Over-under is only 37.5. This one might stay close. If I was just playing this game, Browns getting 6 on an 37.5 over 2-1 odds to win. This is a game the Browns will stay in. They will. Watson just played, unless something weird's going to come up with him. Browns are getting production from two or three different running backs. Cooper had a good game with Watson back last week. Yeah, I think the Browns hang in this one. As good as the Ravens have looked, this is one of those games that a Lamar Jackson quarterback team can lose. So I don't think the percentage will be that high, even though they're the fifth shot based on the money line. No other money lines this week are minus 200 or better. There will be some action on the Steelers at home minus 172 against the Packers. It's only a field goal line. Here's all I'm going to say about that, because someone already brought that to my attention this week. Non-divisional game. Mike Tomlin has... What's Mike Tomlin? 5-3. They've been outgamed in every game they play. They'll have extra rest. So I get all that. And yeah, I think Pittsburgh wins this game. Even though Green Bay won, I think Mike Florio said it was a win that felt like a loss to the Rams. In 3 weeks, Pittsburgh plays Arizona. And you might be saying, well, what about the Kyler Murray fact? Yeah, that's 3 weeks. I mean, Arizona could put Kyler Murray out there and then just decide, yeah, we better keep him in bubble wrap. Might not want to sacrifice losing a top pick. So keep in mind, the Steelers have Arizona coming into what was Heinz Field in 3 weeks. So I'll leave it there. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com, Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. I've enjoyed getting your emails about Survivor plays or other thoughts, or you sharing me the details of your pool. The Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. Men, residing in Florida, paying permanent alimony? Stop. It's no longer the law as of July 1st, 2023. Get to Brandon Legal Group for a free consultation about no longer paying permanent alimony. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll talk to you next week.